the biblical illiterates reverse Romans 13. They now teach submit to tyranny. Patrick Henry said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Recently, I received a newspaper article from a confused, biblically illiterate friend asking me what my take was on an article titled, Scripture Teaches to Submit to Authorities, with reference to Romans 13. In this article, the author was calling out a Christian for protesting a corrupt representative in government, even going so far as to suggest this Protestant ought to have stayed home to read their Bible rather than to protest corruption in government. He went on to say that we are commanded by Scripture to submit to the authorities that have been elected. Really? Well, to start off, maybe this individual should take the time to know a little bit of his own history. There's nothing worse than when a person who doesn't know what they are talking about tries to tell you what the truth is. Maybe he should have taken the time to look to the founding forefathers and that document which they drew up called the Declaration of Independence. That document alone is 75% of the usurpations that the tyrant King George committed against our forefathers and what it is that our forefathers would not put up with. Our American history found in that document teaches that our forefathers threw off the tyrant that would not be ruled by God and declared boldly, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Furthermore, the motto of the American Revolution was no king but King Jesus. America's original national seal was rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, with a picture on the inside of the seal showing the Pharaoh being overthrown by the sea with Moses and the children of Israel safe on the shore. Now, John Hancock, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and, with a proper sense of your dependency on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. Apparently, this individual who wrote the article knows nothing of the Black Robe Regiment that the tyrant King George feared the most. The Black Robed Regiment were, in fact, the preachers that went before the forefathers in educating the colonies to resistance when it came to the corrupt king on the other side of the pond. They sacrificed themselves to establish the freedoms in which this author now enjoys today. This author went on to write that this Protestant should know what the Bible says about those in authority. First of all, the authority given to our representative government is derived from we the people. We receive our rights from God and in turn delegate power to those who serve we the people. Representatives work for us, America. We do not work for them. The Declaration of Independence declares they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. He then quotes Romans 13, 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Then he goes on and says, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The first scriptures take note, state, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, while you're out celebrating the 4th, so are the politicians who are doing their best to create a surveillance system through the bill that they just passed, the big, beautiful bill. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. But before we see what it is that the American people tolerate concerning corruption in the halls of government, I want you to go ahead and listen carefully as to what none other than John Quincy Adams, son of the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, had to say concerning the 4th of July. He said, "What is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world," he said, "your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July. Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior, Jesus Christ?" Isn't that interesting how it keeps going back to the Lord? The Lord's fingerprints are all over everything that it is that is established in this country. And again, as I might remind you, those that come into this country legally seeking to afford some asylum for themselves, which they have every right in the world to do if they assimilate and to the ways of who we are as a people, one nation under God, Psalm 33, verse 12, how they go to Washington, D.C., they want to know what made us great. Well, our forefathers that continuously told us what made us great and who it is that made us great. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things that also goes along with what is important concerning the 4th of July, considering the freedoms and liberties that have been given unto us through the sacrifice of other men, let me show you some of the testimonials, real short testimonials, of what it costs to give us the freedoms that we have today. The signers of the Declaration of Independence, for example, five signers were captured by the British as traitors, and they were tortured before they died. Did you know that? 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. I bet you probably didn't know that neither. Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had two sons captured. 9 of the 56 signers died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence. John Hart was driven from his wife's backside when she was dying, her bedside, forgive me. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Morris and Livingston also suffered similar fates. Now, it's interesting, they established who it is that we are today. We can find that in the Declaration of Independence. We can go back to the Mayflower Compact. We can find this through the Federalist Papers, the Confederacy. We can find this through the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, ends with the year of our Lord, 1787. And we can see what it is that they established. And in only understanding that it was established through the hand of God, as they continuously reminded of us of just that, and as I just read from John Quincy Adams here. But in the face of all that, friends, what is happening? It's all being undone. Now, when you read, for example, Deuteronomy 32, when you read Exodus 15, it's interesting to note that a song was written through the Lord, through Moses by the Lord, to remind people not to go the direction that we're allowing corruption to bring us today. Concerning Egypt, they were delivered from Egypt through a type of blood of Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And I'm talking about John 1:29. And I'm putting that in the face of as a type concerning the blood of the lamb without spot or blemish that was to be put on the lintel post of the door. So the people were paid for with a price to redeem them from Egypt, and it was blood. And it's the same thing that we see here today in America. But again, I want to remind you that the Lord told us not to go the way that you're allowing the corrupt politicians to bring us today. We're not to go back to to Egypt. We're to go into the promised land. And as I've reiterated the point on several occasions concerning Joshua chapter 24, it's interesting to note that when the Lord gives us the possession, we're supposed to keep the commandments in the possession the same way that we kept them in dispossessing our enemies from before us. Well, the American people have forgot that. And they have forgotten it to the point now where they're rejoicing with politicians that are rejoicing over the fact that they're deceiving the people into bringing them back into what it is that the Lord told us not to go back to. Okay. And again, it's not a good place to put us, but I think it's important for us to understand what's happening. In fact, in the face of us sitting around being elated concerning the 4th of July and what it was that was bestowed upon us through the sacrifice of men that gave it to us. And what we're doing now is we're just giving it over. We're handing it away. We're forfeiting our God-given rights in the face of, again, what's taking place in this country. And it's shameful, to say the least. I want to go back over to John Adams. He said July 3rd, 1776, a letter to Abigail Adams, his wife. He said, "I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure it will cost us to maintain this Declaration of Independence and support and defense of the states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory." He was a prophet, very much. He said, "I can see the end is worth all the means. This is our day of deliverance." He's talking about the 4th of July. He made that quote. He made that statement, to Abigail Adams on July 3rd. Now, do keep in mind, when you read the Declaration of Independence, folks, do remember that it was actually ratified on the 2nd, but it was made a public proclamation on the 4th of July to the people from the said representatives during that particular time. Now, folks, before we start getting into the topic, I want to hit a couple issues, and then I want to kind of pick up from where we left yesterday concerning those that are now trying to bring us back into Egypt, who they are and what is the fruit of those people, because we need to combat this concerning what is taking place in our country. Now, I say that for the very reason that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. 8 to 15 articles every day posted there from yours truly, Tim Brown, morning show host of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, the editor from Sons of Liberty Media. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Ask them, don't ask us. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, we have phone lines open today. I know that a lot of people are taking the day off, but we are not, so we're going to stay faithful to the plow that the Lord has put in front of us. And I'm not saying that in a condemning way concerning those that are spending their time with their families. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I'm going to come back and I'm going to rehearse a couple things in your ears, and then we're going to get to the main topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Okay, so what I want to do is I just want to kind of go over a couple things here with you, friends, that are taking place on this day, because you do know that right now your said politicians are elated due to the fact that they've just signed a what they call a big, beautiful bill. Okay, it's a big, beautiful bill. And did you know that the big, beautiful bill that they've sold you under their adulation or their elations, friends, as they're rejoicing? Did you know that what they're doing, and I just was on this topic three weeks ago now. Trump's BBB just passed by Senate will massively expand the digital biometric surveillance state for years to come. I just got done highlighting the fact that the American government, is taking it upon themselves and assuming authority that's never been given unto them to go ahead and create a system just like that of what you see in China. Okay? The social credit score. What does it mean? Well, folks, what it means is they're doing everything in their power to make sure that they have absolute control over you, keeping cameras on you at every given step that they possibly can, just like that of China. And I'm just absolutely humored by the people that just say that you're fear-mongering. I'm humored by the people that say that it will never happen here. Well, if you look at the prophets, friends, you're going to find real quick that the people that say that it will never happen here, the Bible tells us in the book of Amos that they're the first ones to go to the sword. And it's exactly right. I also want you to make clear, friends, that this big bill, Thomas Massey, for whatever he's doing right now, is taking the time to make the people aware of what's going on, because the big, beautiful bill would do these, but it does not. He told you that it would prohibit welfare for illegal aliens, 2 Thessalonians 3:12, right? Does it? Nope. Does it stop funding for sex changes for kids? Folks, this is all criminal activity because it stands in contrast to the Word of God. Stop funding for sex change for kids, friends. That should tell you right there how corrupt these people are, even to suggest anything like that. The Lord said in Luke 17:2, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it on their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. They want to go ahead and test their steel, and they want to go ahead and offend the kids. And the American people, namely the professors in the church, stand by and allow them to do it. It also talks about this big, beautiful bill, how it would end registration for suppressors on your guns. He's totally anti-Second Amendment. I don't know if you're aware of this, but any dictatorship or authoritarian government is just exactly what you're seeing today. It does just the exact opposite as to what you're being told right now. I also want to tell you this. This big, beautiful bill also said it was going to defund Planned Parenthood for 10 years. They never had the authority to basically legalize or illegally sanction that which our laws already condemn. It's never been given to them to do it in the first place. So they're claiming it's a victory to defund Planned Parenthood. You know who's pushing this message more than those that promote that message of, you know, we need to defund Planned Parenthood? The said conservatives of the day who are going along with it. See, like, for example, the first criminal tenure of Donald Trump, he told you that he was the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. Makes absolutely no sense. He told that to 650,000 protesters in Washington, D.C. But you know what he did behind the backs of those people, friends? He actually funded them to the equivalent of $600 million more than his predecessor, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who in fact voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Did you hear what I said? This is in the big, beautiful bill, friends. Okay? Implement RAINS Act. Folks, they create the problem, they bring in the answer, right? And the answer is always unconstitutional. That's how you're enslaved. This is how you're going back into Egypt, friends. It's to reduce the deficit. Remember, Donald Trump was going to go ahead and reduce the deficit, and it was going to be so easy to reduce the deficit, said Donald Trump, during his first criminal tenure. Did you know that he added $8.7 trillion to the deficit, that it was going to be so easy to eradicate, he said? Americans, really? I mean, can you make it up? The Lord said, don't go back that way, but you're going back that way. You're a blood-bought people, and either you're going to live for the sacrifice or you're going to be condemned for not doing so. There's no in-between. There is no in-between, people. Look what happened to the people that remained in Egypt. What happened to them? You can also read 1 Corinthians 10 when you get a moment. And see what happened to those that didn't live for the sacrifice given, which was a type of Christ during that particular time. It's shameful. It truly is. Let me also highlight another thing here, friends, for you, because I want you to check this. Yesterday, I had played this. And again, praise God, he brings it in right behind me because he's the one that brought it before me, right? But I want you to listen to this carefully, because I'm going to make a point with this as well.
That Epstein really hung himself? I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, right? No. If a lot of this stuff on a high level is used as blackmail and manipulation. So, yes, we were taking down rings throughout Latin America and whatnot, but the high level stuff. Epstein did not run everything on his own. If you were an agency I won't say which, but let's say that you were an agency and you wanted full control of the votes of a senator, of a congressman, of a federal judge. You want there to control their votes forever?
Mm-hmm.
You get them on film at an Epstein Island with a 12-year-old. You get them on film with any of those
people, things.
You control them forever.
This is why Pimp Diddy right now is at the point where he's not being charged. I want you to go ahead and listen to this next one because it's exactly what people are awake to, and I praise God that they are. But again, I want you to listen to this as well. If you're on social media platforms, you can watch this. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Listen to this carefully.
Guilty on all major charges. So let's have a look at the prosecutor. Her name is Maureen Comey.
Maureen Comey is the daughter of James Comey, who was supposed to be the one set to prosecute Diddy. Okay? Do you understand? This is the fox in the chicken coop making sure that nothing gets out that doesn't need to get out. Because then the bad guys that are controlling all of these individuals, friends, would have nothing to extort them with. That's why they do not want this information out. Listen to the rest of what this guy has to say.
The daughter of ex-FBI Director James Comey. Maureen was also the prosecutor in the Jeffrey Epstein case where he allegedly killed himself. So if Diddy is the Jeffrey Epstein of the entertainment industry, then we know that his tapes have leverage with the system. This was a show trial. They didn't even bring in Christine Corum, who was Diddy's right-hand woman for 8 years. She helped organize these freak-off parties. She was like the Ghislaine Maxwell for Jeffrey Epstein. But at the end of the day, let's not get riled up by this news cycle. It's a small club with dirt on each other, and thankfully, we ain't in that club. So let's not focus on Diddy. He's just an asset. It's this corrupt system that's held together by blackmail that needs to change.
Did you hear that, folks? He's exactly right. Exactly right. It is James Comey, his daughter, former FBI, that they sold you that was the bad guy just to show you that they're all wearing the same jersey, that was appointed to oversee the case, the prosecution of Pimp Diddy, to make sure that he wasn't prosecuted, to make sure that the files were not released. Is it just me, but wasn't that one of the promises of the current administration that they were going to release the file, just like they were going to release the John F. Kennedy file after 62 years of covering for the crimes of those that assassinated your own president and the American people let him do it? Oh my goodness, folks. It doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face, does it? Here, remember the little girl, Virginia Jeffries? Did you hear her final audio concerning what in fact is going on? I want you to listen to this so you can understand why Pimp Diddy's not being prosecuted.
Now, Epstein isn't dead.
Epstein isn't dead. Of course he's not.
Too valuable. He held blackmail on some of the most powerful people on Earth. Files, videos, confessions. They couldn't risk him talking, but they also couldn't risk him gone, so they hid him. Stashed him under the protection of the same elite who once paid him to supply them with flesh. And they thought killing me would stop this from coming out. My name is Virginia Louise Giuffre. I was one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. I was 16 when they reeled me in. I worked at Mar-a-Lago, folding towels.
Worked at Mar-a-Lago.
Trump.
Isn't that interesting?
But he was never the threat. The real predator was Ghislaine Maxwell. Epstein's Island was hell disguised as paradise. You've heard some names linked to him, but those are just the sacrificial pawns. The real players, the ones they've protected at all costs, are still hiding in plain sight. I'll name two now.
Hiding in plain
sight. The former U.S. President, Barack Obama. Publicly, he's revered. Privately, he was one of the worst. He wasn't there for the girls. He was there for the island boys.
That's right.
Young boys, trafficked and groomed.
Yep.
I saw him more times than I can count, always without his Secret Service detail, sometimes with his Hollywood friends, George Clooney and Tom Hanks.
Yep. Folks, see, people, you got to wake up to what's going on because reality is going to set in on your kids if you don't put a stop to it concerning the reality of those that are the predators, period. Amen. 21 verse 7, Proverbs. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best Red Pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us, and we in Him? By His grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, I just seen a call pop up, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Again, it seems to be a slow day out there. I know people are spending time with their families, and rightfully so, but let's not forsake or let's not forget our obligations before God and man concerning what is in fact taking place. Now, one of the things that And I'm saying that for the purpose of when you look at the 4th of July, the politicians are elated concerning what's going on in this country right now because they know that you're out there celebrating the 4th of July. Most people think, by the way, did you know this? Most people think that the 4th of July, when you ask them what is the 4th of July about, they said it's taxation without representation. Did you know that that was number 17 of 22 grievances? It always goes right back to what they serve, their money. And it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Right? Not the money itself. It's the love of. Isn't that crazy? BBS is telling me right now that it hung up. You can call back whoever that was, 281-845-4704. The system wasn't letting him pick up. So go ahead and give it a shot again, please. 281-845-4704. 17 of 22 grievances was taxation without representation. Yet when you ask the people what it was about, that's what they say. Isn't that insane? You know what the number one was? Religious liberty. They didn't want the state to dictate their conscience. They didn't want the state to dictate what it was that they could do. They wanted to be free before God. That's the number one reason for the separation between us and Britain. Matter of fact, again, the cups that I highlight continuously on this show are resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And 3/4 of the Declaration of Independence, as you well know, friends, is all the grievances that our forefathers threw off. And they said, we're not going to submit ourselves to a tyrant that will not be ruled by God. Absolutely not. We're not going to do it. And they didn't do it. Well, guess what, friends? Your politicians right now are all celebrating the big BBB. Now, do you think that if he put on there Trump's bill, which is expanding a digital biometric surveillance state, do you think people would be out and about elated concerning what Donald Trump is doing to them once again? Again, friends, the Lord said, go not back to Egypt. Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, which brings me perfectly into what we continuously highlight here. America, you're under the judgments of God. And the Lord shall bring thee into judgment, or into Egypt again with ships. Judgment, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, he said, thou shalt see it no more again. And there shall you be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now, isn't that crazy that taxation without representation is what's destroying this country right now in many ways? It's because they've left off their God that they're allowing their gods, the politicians, to go ahead and add tax on tax on tax on tax, which is the power to destroy Warren Thomas Jefferson. But the people didn't want to listen, just like they don't want to listen today. So when you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, you're going to see exactly what that's all about. It's about the judgments of God upon a rebellious people, period. We got Monk calling from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How you doing, Bradley? Thank you for the opportunity. What I want to know about the big, beautiful bill is what does it give back that the Patriot Act took away?
Well, I mean, it's just they're always building off of what they create. So, I mean, be more specific as to what you're talking about, because if you look at the Patriot Act, everything in the Patriot Act, of course, is unpatriotic. It's the act of tyranny. It's unconstitutional. Right. That's what they use to overthrow the Constitution, and that's what they're continuously doing. And that's exactly what they're doing once again. Now they're forging the chains of the people through what they call the big, beautiful bill. So, exactly. I mean, be more specific, please.
Well, I haven't read either. I mean, but I'm just listening to the newscast, and I don't see either act helping this country exist.
No, of course not. No.
They want to get out from under the dollar, the Brexit, the EU, the UK, they're done with us. And dollar has been gone for a while.
Yeah, it really what it comes down to more than anything, Monk, is just them having their way and assuming authority, as I continuously point out, that they have never been given through delegation from the people to enslave the people. They're indebting the people. They're enslaving the American people's children and their grandchildren. And somehow or another, they think that they're impervious to any of this, and so is their descendants. It's almost like the attraction in politics today is to see what you can get away with, because surely the people are going to let us do whatever we want to do. Now, let me ask you the other question, and I'm just proposing some. Now, do you think that if it was labeled and it was highlighted for the crimes against we the people, do you think it would have passed? Absolutely not. So what do? They name it something. Going back to something you just said, Monk from Colorado, it's interesting to note that the Patriot Act was sold under the guise of protecting ourselves from the illegals, protecting ourselves from those that mean this country harm, when in fact, if you look at it, look at the agencies that have been created, they're all being leveled at the American people. So hence, one needs to ask the question, who is responsible for what took place in on September 11, 2001, more so than your government, who has profited more so than anybody else could have even dreamed of? P.S., that bill was passed at 3:30 in the morning, Monk. Not one individual, not one said representative in this country had time to read the Patriot Act. Do you see anybody in government today attempting to right the wrongs by laying the axe to the root of the tree? Absolutely not. And it goes to tell you and goes to show you exactly what I'm talking about. It's almost like what is the most lucrative business that we can be a part of today? Let's get into politics. We'll never be held accountable, or so they think. We'll never be held accountable. We can do whatever we want to do. We can make all of our money from those that mean to go ahead and promulgate, again, crimes against we the people. So in essence, we're playing the Judas, the politicians are, by selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, which only goes to show you how it is that they're making $174,400 a year, and then they're millionaires within 2 to 3 years. It's a lucrative business. Just ask them. They think they're above the law. Again, the Lord told us not to go that direction anymore. That's a judgment upon the people. You know, one of the things that I continuously think about, and I've always thought about it since I've been in ministry, and this is the heart the Lord gave me, is what kind of a legacy are the American people going to leave to their kids? We did our best as you're out on the lake partying it up. Not learning from history, I think it was one of the points that I was going to make earlier. Isn't it interesting how you're being fatigued or you're being sideswiped or distracted as you're celebrating the 4th of July today, what they're doing on the 4th of July? They do it all the time. I can stand corrected on this, but I'm quite sure that the IRS was implemented on the American people. Folks, there's no constitutional authority whatsoever for the IRS, just for the record. But they went ahead and they got together on a Christmas break and they passed a bill while everybody was celebrating Christmas. They did the same thing with Obamacare. I mean, again, Americans, we can just act like they have our best interest at heart, but it's not true at all. It's not true at all. Isn't it also interesting that when you look at many of these older politicians that, you know, with an 11% approval rating, they keep getting elected over and over again. That's all voter fraud. That's not the people electing them. That's all voter fraud. That's what that is. Just like that guy from a former agency came out and said, if you want him to always vote the way that you want him to vote, catch him committing an act against the child. Everything's forgivable but that. That's who's behind these politicians. That's their handlers. They've got them. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They've sold their soul to do the unthinkable. Let me say it this way, and I want you to listen to me, all of you bad guys. You crossed the lines of no return. And now what you want to do is you want to take everybody into the hell that you're responsible for creating. And here are the good people in the country standing back or sitting back and partying away everything that good men sacrificed themselves in giving us. I'm not going to be a part of that. But I want to reiterate this. All of you bad guys, just like we were talking about earlier, it's important that I do. In case you just joined us, you know this P. Diddy prosecution? Did you know that James Comey's daughter is the one that's supposed to prosecute Diddy? Do you think that really they're going to prosecute Diddy? Just like all these black-robed tyrants, these unelected tyrants that sit on the bench of the Supreme Court, do you ever sit back and wonder why they're doing what they're doing? Because they're extorted. That's why. They've Americans, listen to me. They've crossed the lines. I said to you yesterday, and I want to say it again. One of the things that I'm understanding more so with my ministry more than anything else, this isn't so much a recovery or a reclamation. It's a strong warning to those that don't know the difference concerning the heathen. But to those that know the difference, to the wicked who know right to do, but they do it not, this isn't a reclamation. This isn't a recovery work, my ministry. No, my ministry is judgment upon a people that refuse the truth, refuse to repent for the rebellion towards God and man. Listen to me. Judgment cometh. Judgment is upon this country. And look at the irony, friends. People are out celebrating their liberties. Well, the guy that they put back into office is the very one putting him in ships, bringing him back to Egypt. And the Lord said, don't go that way anymore. But they go that way anyways. They listen to man. They receive the curse. And they reject God who gives the blessing. It's on them, not me. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's a slow day, apparently. But we're going to keep rocking it forward because I want to show you what's happening during the time that you are celebrating what your forefathers established. You need to understand that the modern politician and politicians, these whores and harlots, they're praising these bills that they're passing on the behalf of the individuals that they work for to further enslave you and to bring you back into Egypt. Here, let's go ahead and take a look so you can understand what I'm talking about.
USA! Many of you have asked me this question in the hall over the last couple of days.
He's a sellout, friends. He's a devil.
Thing, particularly this morning. How did you know? I mean, what kept you going? Why did you think this was possible? You guys made an audacious plan. You brought the most comprehensive, complicated.
They're all actors, friends.
Probably,
all bad actors.
Arguably in the top two or three in the history of the Congress, with the smallest margin in U.S. history, which we had for a big chunk of the first 100 days. And you put this audacious timeline. You said you were going to pass it out of the House by Memorial Day. I mean, some of you openly laughed at me when I said that back in early February. And then we said we would get it done by July 4th. We beat Memorial Day by 4 days, and we got this one done a day early. I just want to point out, okay?
You want to know why they're elated, friends? Because of the bonuses they're getting for selling you out.
We believed in the election cycle last fall that we were going to be given this great blessing of unified government, that we would have the White House and the Senate and the House aligned, in alignment, unified government. And we did not want to waste that opportunity because we understand the history that comes along with it, the opportunity that we can do for the country, and we believed that we would have that chance. I believed in this vision. I believed in the group. I believe in America. We had a tough 4 years.
Yeah, you believe America. We believe in America.
We're in deep trouble. And we knew that if we won, and we believed we would, we knew that if we got unified government, we'd have to quite literally fix every area of public policy. Everything was an absolute disaster under the Biden-Harris radical.
See, always playing off of each other is what they're doing.
And we
it's what they do, friends. This is how they pass it through. They create the problem, and then they come in on the other side,
and then they grateful to God.
Say that they're playing the problem solvers. He's so grateful to God. So grateful to God, Michael Johnson is. He's so grateful to God that he disobeys him at every given turn, which again shows you that the Lord is in control of all things. That is the point that I want to hold to, because the bad guys are not in control. Neither are their handlers. The Lord's in control. But America, I'm here to warn you as to this doesn't need to be happening, but it's going to fall to your kids. And it's going to continuously fall to you and oppress you and enslave you until you right the wrongs by laying the axe to the root of the tree. My friend Frederick, calling in from, I believe, Massachusetts. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm curious to see what you have to say, my friend, concerning what's going on with this big, beautiful bill, as they call it.
Well, you're just showing a little clip of Mike Johnson, and that guy makes me want to vomit. You know, here's a guy that claims to be a Christian and says he's pro-life, but then they had a bill in,
yep,
I believe, the Louisiana legislature that they had enough votes for that would have outlawed abortion in Louisiana. And Mike Johnson convinced all of the Republicans to pull their support for this bill,
yep,
because Republicans would lose elections.
That's a fact.
He is an utter whore.
Yes, he is. Yeah, that's a fact, what you just said. Matter of fact, I knew that directly from the source on several fronts. While the said conservatives, and might I add, Frederick, I had friends that are in ministry that I respected for years that were getting behind what he said, when in fact they should have knew all the more to pull the curtain back on this politician to understand who he was and the history of what it is that he's been doing, and they failed to do so, and they got behind him. I lost friends over this criminal by calling him out for who he is and what he's responsible for doing. Matter of fact, what divided us is the very thing that you're talking about right now, because it was faithful Christians across the country that made us all aware of the fact that Mike Johnson is not at all who he sells himself to be to the people. So again, 100% spot on, Frederick. And again, I appreciate you bringing that to light, because that's exactly who he is. He's a whore before God.
Absolutely, and all of these people, they pass these 900 page bills without even reading it.
Yep.
How irresponsible.
Well, to me, it's not. To me, see, I take it a little bit further than that. I don't think it's irresponsible. I think what they do is they get a phone call, they're told to do something, and they do it. That's why they don't take the time to actually read the bills, because they're not working for the people. They're working for, in fact, their handlers. And I think we're seeing this more and more and more and more. And I hope that I kind of brought this to the light a little bit more, Luke 12:2, concerning this whole P. Diddy scenario, this trial that they brought forth concerning the facts and who's responsible for covering up for the crimes. Again, it's them playing off of each other. And then when it's time to cover for each other because they're all guilty, they do just that. They appoint the fox in the chicken coop to make sure the truth doesn't get out. But praise God, they got guys like Frederick. Praise God, they got guys like Monk. Praise God, they got other people that are willing to stand up and not play along with their deceptive measures. So I praise God for every one of you, Frederick, and you just happen to be one of them.
Well, you know, I agree with what you're saying about, you know, that they're actually told to do it, but just common sense would tell you that they shouldn't be voting for a bill that they haven't read and that's 900 pages long. If it's 900 pages long, what kind of garbage is in it?
Exactly. And that should make it all the more incendiary to the people, and it should incentivize the people all the more to wake up to the fact of what these people are responsible for and how it is that they're being controlled. And again, this isn't anything that's being done in a corner. They're doing this right in the face of the American people, and then they get this little clown, and that's exactly what he is, this stooge, this individual in the circus of politics, to get up and just like all the rest of the other politicians, to say, thank God, I'm a Christian, pray in front of everybody. And the people, what do? They go back to sleep, Frederick. And that's exactly what's happening here, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I appreciate you, guy. I really do. And I'll see you online. Folks, if you want to call in, we got three more minutes, 281-845-4704. What Frederick is just covering right now is Trump's big, beautiful bill and how it's not big and beautiful concerning the bill because it doesn't do what he promised that he would do. And again, this is nothing new under the sun with Donald Trump. And I wish people would wake up to the fact that this is the fruit of a Donald Trump. He's a bad actor, friends. He's a bad actor who's been put favorably in the face of the people for the last 30, 35, 40 years in this country. I also noticed just the other day when certain events took place in the country, like for September 11th, why was he the go-to guy from the mainstream media to see what his thoughts were? Why was Oprah the go-to person to have him on the show talking about a presidency in the future? I mean, again, why was he in Home Alone during the generation now that are full grown? That's how everybody remembers him, in a good light concerning Home Alone once again. But what is it that people don't understand? He was groomed in a favorable light, period. And now what is he doing? He's selling you a big, beautiful bill that doesn't prohibit welfare for illegal aliens. They're treasonous criminals, just like the ones that allured them in. It doesn't stop funding for sex change for kids the way he said it was. It doesn't end registration of suppressors like he said it would. It doesn't defund Planned Parenthood. Nope, he adds $600 million more to the pot with your tax dollars. It doesn't implement RAINS Act, doesn't reduce the deficit. But you know what? If Donald Trump said so, then apparently it must be true. And you need to be just as happy as this guy that's leading you straight into the hell that you're aiding him in creating today. And the Lord said, when you forget me, he said, I will turn your nation into hell. Why on God's green earth, somebody's got to ask, why is it that he would be creating with all that big, beautiful bill, all these promises that are not being fulfilled once again? Why is it that this was omitted in the conversation concerning how the Senate just passed the BBB and how it will massively expand digital biometric surveillance state for years to come? Just like I said that it would. And why people in this country are not up in arms the way our forefathers were concerning the tyrant across the pond. I'm sorry, concerning the tyrants in their own within their own borders today, and saying absolutely not. We must impeach and we must prosecute. God forbid any of the American people actually have to sacrifice for their kids the way that our forefathers sacrificed for us. How shameful. The Lord said, Americans, The Lord said, Christians, not to go back that way. But the modern day politician is at war with what our forefathers established. And if you can't figure that out yet, I don't know that you can be helped. I really don't. You need to repent, Americans. And for all those that sit back and do nothing, you need to repent for your inaction. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Happy 4th of July, folks, to those that are in the good fight of faith. Amen.